תפילת החברים. בורא.
The prayer of the friends. Creator, please help us in our exertion to obtain faith and to prepare a place worthy of your greatness. Please allow us to truly feel our friends' desire for adhesion with you, so that we may unite all our desires and deficiencies into one vessel. For your sake, let your light fill Bnei Baruch with the strength and importance of connection. Help us hold each other in the intentions of love above ourselves, and give us the strength to always serve you in humility and with joy. Amen. Yes, as usual, we are beginning our lesson, our day, our meeting between us and with the Creator by awakening our heart to connection between us and with Him, with the Creator, so that He will fill our hearts as much as we are capable of connecting, and by that giving Him a place. And even more than that, to ask that He will assist us also in connecting our hearts and then in filling our hearts. Everything depends on our yearning for it. So, please.
Excerpt number 9. I heard from Baal HaSulam that in the place one thinks, there one is. Thus, if a person thinks that he is standing and speaking with the king, then he is in the place where the king is present. And then he feels, as it is written, strength and joy are in his place.
Yes, this is how we apparently succeed in depicting to or should depict ourselves, that our yearning should be that we all connect between us, and we're in the same place as the Creator. And in truth, this is what Kabbalists said many times, that the Creator is, as it is written, I dwell among my own people. Meaning, if we connect, then in the connection between us, in the center of the connection between us, in this common heart, this is where the Creator is. And we have to exert more and more and more in order for us to build such a place which is connected out of all of our hearts, all of our yearnings, and then we will discover that the Creator is already there, because He, to begin with, is there. He is making, building this place, and then we will discover that we also come to that place. That place is called the land of Zion or Jerusalem, the temple, all kinds of such designations, depending on the degree, on the internality of this place that we are talking
about. Again, one should imagine what mood he would be in if the greatest in the generation, whom the whole world praises, if that great man gave him permission to speak with him, how elated he would be, since when he feels this pleasure of being able to speak with him, he would not feel that he needs anything in the world. The pleasure that one feels more than usual makes him forget all his worries, and his whole body gives itself up to the pleasure he is receiving now. That is, if during the reception of the pleasure he can think about anything other than the pleasure he is receiving now, it is a sign that the pleasure he is receiving now is incomplete. Hence, when one depicts to himself that the Creator permitted him to speak with him, it does not matter what he says, but the importance that he has an opportunity to speak to the Creator, from this one should derive delight and pleasure that he has such a privilege. It follows that the work of the right is that one should believe that he is speaking with the Creator and that he does not need anything right now.
Kiev.
Yes, dear Rav, during the request to the Creator, also when our request is a prayer of many, how to reach that the prayer itself, the request itself, won't be the most important, but the contact with the Creator.
We need to think about it more. Everything is clarified by the thought. The more a person thinks about it, speaks about it with the friends, then this thing becomes more important for him, more conspicuous. He discovers it in it, all kinds of internal manners, and that way he comes closer to understanding.
Wie können wir im Zehner das Gespräch mit dem Schöpfer intensivieren?
The first, how can we have the conversation in the Ten?
Only by making an effort in that, that you want to come closer to the friends. And this topic of coming closer will be in building a place for the revelation of the Creator in order to give him contentment by that. By this, everyone will advance. Second question.
Und die zweite Frage, wie bekommen wir die Möglichkeit, mit dem Schöpfer zu sprechen? Woher? Entschuldigung.
The second question, where do we get the opportunity to speak to the Creator?
We get the opportunity from our connection. If we in the group come together, then we establish a place where we can discover the Creator. The Creator is revealed not to one, but as it is written, the minimum of many is two, at least two, and then he can be revealed. Because he is revealed not to a person, but to the connection between people, where there was the shattering. And now we want to connect once again between us in order to build the connection between us. So in that place where we want to connect once more, there we discover the Creator.
Мы сейчас на подготовке говорили о величии Творца. Это очень трудно. Как с товарищами говорить о величии Творца?
Now in the preparation we spoke about the greatness of the Creator. It's very challenging. How do we speak with the friends about the greatness of the...
But you can talk to them about the fact that we have to subjugate ourselves, to bow down before the Creator, all of us, because He created us. He gave us the possibility to come closer to Him. So to the extent that we come closer to each other, we, each one annuls towards the friends. As Rabash writes in his social articles, we one relative to one, or zero compared to one, one compared to zero, etc. So to that extent, we give room to the Creator to be revealed between us. All of the principles of our connection are only in order to build a place for the revelation of the Creator, which is considered that we are building a temple for Him, a place for the revelation of holiness, because holiness means the force of bestowal and love. Latin 11. Oh, yes, Kalchinka, go ahead.
So it comes that we don't speak about the Creator, but about the vessels through which we need to reveal the Creator.
Of course, we can never speak about Him. We are speaking about the vessels and the impression in the vessels. We cannot say a word about the Creator Himself. Even though we seemingly speak about Him, we are speaking about those impressions that we have from Him. And He Himself, we absolutely have no contact with that.
A question from a friend, from our friend. How is one able to keep the correction, intention, when he cannot think about anything but the pleasure? Again, how is one able to keep the correct intention when he cannot think about anything but the pleasure? Thank you.
Until we cross the barrier, until we receive from above the force of bestowal, Lishma, for her sake, in order to bestow the force of Binah, of course, we cannot think cleanly about bestowal. But nevertheless, there are times that are this way and that way. We need to try, even though we understand that we are still in order to receive, we should depict to ourselves, what does it mean in order to bestow? What does it mean a true connection, where I don't feel myself, but rather I feel the friends, and I don't feel my ego, but rather I feel the Creator instead of it. And that way, in this way, we, bit by bit, by this game, by playing, acting, we advance towards the past the transition. Everything depends on us. The Creator is the general law of nature. And this is why we have to study Him and to try to come close to Him and to keep this law.
Tel Aviv 4.
Tel Aviv 4.
Thank you, Rav. Good morning. Usually we say that we build the Creator between us in actions in the ten. What does that mean, work in thought?
Well, there is a thought and there is a desire. So we need to try to build relations between us that resemble the nature of the Creator. Bestow love, connection, support, etc., both in thought and also in action. In our world, which is the world of action for the time being, we cannot quite activate actions of bestowal other than a little bit of each one shall help the other, and also dissemination is included in that. But this is in action. And in thought, we can also open up places for study and explain and bring humanity closer to this. And this is how we expand following Baal HaSulam, and we bring to the world his method.
The thought, do we have some sort of, like, for example, if I'm doing an action, I know I'm doing an action, it probably will have some influence, but the thought that comes as if from nowhere, how?
I don't understand.
How do we aim the thought?
You're given the thought from above, to begin with. Otherwise, you would simply not exist as a human being. Now, you're given a thought, and you have to develop it, to turn it to different directions, to see how you can take this thought to a good direction, towards connection between people. Let's say, first of all, how can you implement it in the world? This is our work in dissemination. We have to explain to people that connection between us is necessary. And not only in order to exist on the corporeal level in a good, nice way, which that too we are already lacking, but also for us to see how much the connection between us elevates us to the spiritual level, meaning that we shift to another dimension and we can truly reach different dimensions, the upper world. While we are living here, we are also included, incorporated in a higher degree. And it all depends on how much we change the relations between us from egoistic relations to altruistic relations.
How do we do the work of the scrutinizing of the good thoughts?
Through the group. You can't do it any other way, but only by each one supporting everyone. And this force of our general force of support, our general connection, influences us, and not because it's the sum total of our efforts, but because in the sum total of our efforts is the force of the Creator. Where there are more than two people who think together, there already the connection, the Creator is connected with them.
So the more we have connection and revelation of the Creator, there is good thoughts?
Yes, yes. Look, I'll tell you. We had very hard work with Rabash because we had to bring all of our friends to the lesson, and there were such who were dead and could not get up. Good, devoted friends who can later on do each and everything, but to get up at night and to reach the lesson, they were not capable of it. We truly forcefully, well, we received permission to actually get go into his bedroom and pull him out of bed. That's it, so much so. And he was unaware, didn't know, and he wouldn't wake up until we brought him to the place where we were studying, and we would sit him down and put a cup of coffee before him, and then bit by bit, he would listen to us and recover. It's as if it was the revival of the dead. There were such friends. I didn't have such patience to work on them. Truly, I still regret it, how much I wasn't able to truly invest myself in that. What can you do? But we have to do that, first of all. You are at homes, you have computers, you have communication between you. It's not such a big problem. Anyone can sit with his pajamas, and that's it. So, all in all, to get out of bed, prepare a cup of coffee and sit before the computer, that's the whole problem. For us, we would come, it would take 30 minutes or 45 minutes until we reach the place of the study. So make an effort. Please make an effort, friends.
I want to clarify, Rav, please. What I have seen from the way you lead. You always lead actions of connection, of unity, whether it's to build a sukkah together. Every time you recommend to do things together. The question is, from the scrutinization of ours, is do we focus on these actions of unity, of togetherness, like picnics, or let's first focus on getting everybody to the lesson, and then we'll get to the unity actions.
Well, you have all kinds. You have people who like picnics, and you have people who like the study. You have some who like meals, etc., etc. You have such different kinds of connection between us, which some people like these and they don't like those. So you have to give each and every person his place. You should already think about this, how to keep the group, the society, how to connect everyone together, how each one is different from the others, but still he would feel that he has a place in the society. Otherwise, if you don't keep yourselves, then you will scatter and nothing will remain.
So we need to try and make effort in, if somebody wants a picnic and I don't want a picnic, we need to try to make the picnic. And if somebody has an importance for the morning lessons,
what everyone does, that's a must for me to also show up and do it with them. And as much as I don't want that, I have a greater gain from that. If I do connect with them, then my effort, the greater it is to perform a common action with them, gives me a greater vessel. And then out of that, I come closer to the Creator more than any one of them.
Okay, toda.
Dear Rav, it says in the article, you know, that you only need to speak to him. When you're speaking to the Creator, you lose, let's say, the feeling, the deficiency of wanting anything. What is this actually? Why don't you have any deficiency anymore just by talking to the Creator? What is this?
Because you become incorporated with the wholeness. And then you lack nothing. You become incorporated in the wholeness of the Creator and you no longer lack anything.
UK one.
What does it mean? Is that this only mechanism of speaking to the Creator by not having anything, any need anymore? Just by speaking to him? I don't understand.
Only to be connected with him. Yes.
Excerpt 11. When a person introspects and feels his poor state, he awakens to return to the Creator and pours out his prayer in great longing to adhere to the Creator. He thinks that all those prayers and all that awakening are by his own power. He sits and awaits the Creator's salvation, small or great. When time passes and he sees no sign of welcome from the Creator, he falls into despair because the Creator does not want him. Since after all this longing, he did not return to him at all. He did not turn to him at all. It is written about this, seek the Lord while he is found. That is, when the Creator presents himself to you for asking, then you will necessarily seek him too. For it is man's way to move first. In other words, the Creator first gives you the heart to seek him. When you know this, you will certainly grow stronger, as strong as you can ask, for the King is calling you. So it says, call upon him when he is near. That is, when you call on the Creator to bring you closer to him, know that he is already near you. For otherwise, there is no doubt you would not be calling him. This is also the meaning of the verse, before they call you, before they call, I will answer. Meaning that if you are calling him, then he has already turned to you to give you the awakening to call upon him. Excerpt number 12. Baal HaSulam said about it, it is written, and it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they are speaking, they are still speaking, I will hear. He interpreted that when a person feels his fault and prays for the Creator to help him, it is not because a person feels his fault, and this gives him reason to pray. Rather, the reason is that he is favored by the Creator, and the Creator wishes to bring him near. At that time, the Creator sends him the sensation of his own fault and calls upon him to join him. In other words, it is the Creator who brings him near by giving him a desire to turn to the Creator and to speak to the Creator. It follows that he already had the granting of the prayer even before he prayed. That is, the Creator brought him closer by enabling him to speak to the Creator. This is called, before they call, I will answer. That is, the Creator brought that person near him before the thought appeared in the man's mind that he should pray to the Creator.
This means that the Creator always comes first. He does everything, and only after following him, we start to rise, to move, to respond. And we usually think that we were the first ones, but it is written simply, I am the first and I am the last. This is what the Creator says.
Acaba de contestar la pregunta, Rab, pero era precisamente...
You just answered the question, Rab. I wanted to ask exactly about that, that we can raise a prayer to the Creator. It's because he comes closer to us?
Yes, yes. If we would see everything that is happening in all of reality, then we would only be grateful for what he's doing every single moment.
What does depend on that he brings us closer?
As much as we are able to align ourselves to him, then we are able in that find every single action that he's doing for us. We need to, like a radar, always be aligned towards him. And then we will see how in every single moment he changes within us the desire and brings us closer to correction.
This effort to search for him, isn't that a prayer, actually, to him? Is there a difference between the effort to come close and to close to him to versus praying to him?
Yeah, there is and there is.
Because he says that you have to reach me through the prayer. So the effort to come closer to him, isn't that a prayer already?
The effort is not yet the prayer, it is action, but after that comes the prayer. from our side.
In this exercise that we've been doing for a few days now of speaking with the Creator, what I discover is that I alone, when I'm disconnected from the friends, I cannot turn to the Creator. And only when we have some kind of connection, it doesn't matter which kind, there can be an appeal to the Creator.
Yes.
These two excerpts that we read now explain it in that actually the Creator is there, and so only when I connect there is an opportunity to return to him. Is that what it's about?
Within the society, within my people, I dwell.
This means that all the time when you tell us that the Creator is there in the center of our connection, it means that the very fact that it's possible to pray, it's only when we're together. That's the explanation for it. That's the proof of it.
That is also correct, yes.
It's very special, these excerpts.
Yes. Now that we have to be in one place for this, in some sort of a gathering or something, but still we have to depict before ourselves that we are in one heart. In one heart. This is the obligation for us to depict before ourselves and to feel this way. And gradually, we reveal, discover that we have a mutual translation.
When I am impressed, inspired by the greatest of the Creator, how to guard myself so that it won't fill me up egoistically?
Through the connection that will guard you. That will guard you. Just that. And then you will feel what is arvut.
Can I view awakening to Creator? It's impossible. How can I have a thought and my thought is not included in Creator? I don't understand this.
You have to make effort to always be the first and awaken the Creator as much as possible. Along with this, after all, you have to say that me and my strength, I didn't do this effort because the Creator in advance thought about me and gave me the desire and the yearning and the thought, and then I awaken, and for a moment in my stupidity, in my foolishness, I feel that I do this. But then when I settle in my mindset, then I realize that the Creator has designed everything like that in advance and gave me an opportunity to awaken.
No.
No, beseder. Beseder.
Yofi.
Excellent. It comes that the Creator works always. He acts always. Only we need to run ahead of him.
Again, excerpt 13. While they speak, I listen. Meaning, the measure of the Creator's listening depends precisely on the measure of the longing that appears during the saying of the prayer. When one feels excessive longing, he should know at that time that the Creator is listening to him attentively. Clearly, when he knows this, he pours out his heart even stronger. For there is no greater privilege than the King of the world being attentive to him. This is quite similar to what our sages said. The Creator longs for the prayer of the righteous. Because the Creator's desire for a person to draw near Him awakens great power and longing in the person to crave for the Creator. For as in the water of the face to the face, so the heart of man to man. It follows that the saying of the prayer and the hearing of the prayer go hand in hand until they accumulate to the full measure and he acquires everything. This is the meaning of spirit draws spirit and brings spirit. Note these words, for they are the first foundations in the ways of the Creator.
Дорогой Раф, написано здесь в отрывке, что узнает он во время действия, что творит.
It says here that during the action, when he knows this, that the Creator is listening to him attentively. What does it mean? The Creator is listening to him attentively.
It is to reveal that after all the awakenings of a person, what he feels, what he thinks, in all the forms of the awakening of a person, of man, we have the work of the Creator, that the Creator does everything, and only after the person feels that something, that something he feels, something he thinks, that he has some spark, that he has something of his own. This is how a person thinks, but he needs to realize that beforehand there was the hand of the Creator, that he prepared everything for him. And there is nothing that a person is the first at. In speech, in thought, in action, nothing.
Okay?
What is this feeling, even, that the Creator is listening to your prayer?
I cannot communicate to you the feeling. Feeling you have to feel.
Оно от чего зависит? Тут написано от страстного желания.
What does it depend on? It says on a great longing, a great desire.
It depends on the sensitivity of the soul.
What is its subtlety or sensitivity of the soul?
That a person yearns out of his heart to cleave to the Creator.
Good
day, Rav. Good day, friends. Can you maybe clarify the words where it says here?
Cuando decimos las palabras, ya la tenemos escuchadas. No sé, algo aquí que no.
First they speak, then I listen. I didn't understand. It says that you have to. He listens to the words of our prayers. What does it mean?
Creator knows what you feel, what you think, how you feel about the friends, what you want to raise before him, what you raise before him in practice. He has no concept of time, which is why for him, past, present, and future are the same. And he is not in giving away of the actions through time like we are. So as we, the more we come together between us towards the Creator, we give Him the opportunity to bestow to us in such a force that also within us we will be above time, space, in each degree and degree. In all the degrees of aviut, coarseness, we will rise above it, above.
Учитель, эгоистические желания постоянно путают мои мысли и мешают диалогу.
Teacher, egoistic desires constantly confuse my thoughts and they hinder my dialogue with the Creator. How do I make it so that the greatness of the Creator will be above all of my desires?
Only through thought. Think about it more and more, all forms of the Creator's actions towards you, as much as what you have in your thought, in speech, in action is arranged by Him, and you are only the outcome of it. And through all of these things, He will have a correct arrangement to address Him.
And if they are stronger than me, and I don't have the powers to resist,
ask about that as well, because that comes from the Creator as well. A lack of strength also comes from the Creator. Turn to Him, address Him, ask for strength. You are as if dividing yourself from the Creator, that in this I turn to Him, but in this I can't. No. If you realize that everything you have comes from the Creator, you can turn to Him for everything. Don't hide anything.
Thank you. What I understood is that we need to turn to the Creator in one heart. We don't have to be in a single place, like in a synagogue or something like that, but to imagine that we are together in one heart, and out of that, from that, to turn to Him.
You are now each in his own home, but if you mean to connect between you and through your connection come to the Creator, but then through that same place where you want to be as one, it's not a physical space, but that very space is called Beit HaKnesset, the house of gathering, where people gather that want to connect their desires and address these desires to the Creator.
This is clear, but how do I do it when I'm not in the lesson or in the meeting of the 10, virtual or physical, with the friends?
You can make it above time, not necessarily during the time, but along all other times. You are able to depict before yourself that we are together, that you are with all of us, and you want in these things to do for the Creator and do it for everyone. There is no problem.
In practice, we see there is a big difference between when I want to do it, when I'm not in a meeting with the 10, whether relative to when I am in a meeting with the 10, when we're all really together in the same action.
This is because we are small and we are impressionable from being together. We can awaken one another. But certainly Kabbalists lived each in his own corner, in his own cave, and they didn't need any of the large gatherings. Rather, we, like in the kindergarten, we come to a large gathering, so we're impressed. But it never used to be like that. There was no collective prayer. They didn't have large meals. Nothing. Rather, this is all... It existed in some place in Jerusalem 2,000 years ago. There were maybe a few other places. But it all, it was very rare. People lived in various places, in the field, all sorts of places in the area. Nobody had anything that he had more people to sit with, study with, pray with. No. It was a matter that more relates to our time.
So, in our time, what is the importance or the need for actions that are nevertheless, in order to depict this internal picture outside of the external circumstances, what is the need for us actually getting together?
There is a need. Because we are small. This is why there is a need for the gatherings and the connections of all sorts. Everyone helps his friend. We see that now that we're done with all of that and we begin to gather everyone again in the center, and we want for people to connect more and more physically in all the various places in the world of our friends. But again, will come some sort of a plague. And again, we'll have to each sit in his own corner in his computer and be connected this way. We have to more and more reach the feeling of what it means to have this collective vessel, this connection between us, so it will be in each and every one. And it's not a physical space. It is for the people, for the regular people they made a few hundred years ago, so they will have a place to connect, to speak, and that's it.
So how should each friend use such a meeting, a lesson, the meeting of the ten, a meal, in order to strengthen the inner picture so that later on he can work with it also when he's not synchronized with the friends simultaneously in the same action with them?
This read in Rabash, what it is, the gathering, what is the gathering of friends? How do you need to conduct yourself there and draw closer to one another? Read, there is entire articles about this. It is clear that if we don't do that, we will not break the walls between us.
Last question, and how not to fall into something which is not realistic when I seemingly am with myself and I imagine to myself that I'm with the ten and with the world clear and now I'm turning to the Creator? How can I remain in something which is within matter, not abstract?
I don't think we need to fear that you disconnect from the matter and are a little bit more out there, because still you are in the connection with the friends. And now we are in the connection between us and we create a field in which we are all together. It all depends on how much I want to be included in that field. When you now have a few thousands that are here with you together, connect to them, with all of them. It doesn't matter on what degree they are on. And you will see how much force, how much strength there is in it, how much you can arise through it. And you are rising and you uplift them.
From Moscow 18, it says in excerpt 11, therefore the text says, seek the Lord when He is there, meaning when the Creator provides Himself to you for asking, for seeking, necessarily you should seek Him as well. The question is, what does it mean when He presents Himself when He is there? And what does it mean to seek the Creator?
When we find Him, when we reveal Him, when we have the connection with Him, that is the time that we need to develop as much as possible the connection with the Creator. And in this, leave the connection and make sure that it doesn't disappear. That connection is our anchor, and it is in the center of the tent, which is why the Creator connects our connection with the Ten, and the Ten exists to connect every one with the Creator.
From Hebrew 1, what does it mean as the water of the face is to the face, so is man's heart to man.
That we have to make effort to be face to face to one another, meaning in mutual bestowal. Face is bestowal. As much as we are able to bestow to one another, to that degree, we reveal that the Creator is among us and is willing to help. You can.
From Hebrew 1, what does it mean to pour out his heart? What do we tell the Creator when we want to pour out our heart to him?
As much as we want for him to fill our heart.
From Hebrew 1, these excerpts are wonderful, they truly awaken a burst of emotion. How can we balance this in terms of reading versus caring for the group?
I read excerpts like this a few times and connect them to myself and to the group and the Creator and turn them this way and that way, each and every excerpt. And after some time, I read it again. This is why I say that we need to make from this maybe a special file to use it for everyone to. Well, try it. It helps a lot.
From Brazil 4. We see that performing actions for the friends in realizing the connection between us is possible, and we also lack that. But when we reach the thought of doing it for the Creator, then we discover that we are lacking in our vessel. So how should we direct ourselves correctly in that state?
If we ask of the Creator connection and try to connect between us, then the same feeling that we reveal in the connection is the same feeling that communicates to the Creator, and certainly He is happy with it, because it is coming from the connection between us.
Number 9. Nature, like a skillful judge, punishes us according to our development. But we can see that to the extent that humankind develops, the pains and torments obtaining from our sustenance and existence also multiply. You have a scientific, empirical basis that His providence has commanded us to observe with all our might the mitzvah of bestowal upon others in utter precision in such a way that no member from among us would work any less than the measure required to secure the happiness of society and its success. As long as we are idle in performing it to the fullest, nature will not stop punishing us and take its revenge. And besides the blows we suffer today, we must also consider the drawn sword for the future. The right conclusion must be drawn that nature will ultimately defeat us and we will all be compelled to join hands and following its mitzvot with all the measure required of us.
Buenos días, Rab. ¿En qué medida la naturaleza nos impulsa a unirnos? ¿Será que
to what extent does nature force us, push us to unite? Are we supposed to unite only from this force of pain and not from within love?
out of the power of pain, because first of all, we need to understand that we're the opposite of the goal, we're the opposite of connection, and only then develop in us this force of love and connection. And sure, the path always includes two stages in it. Left, right. Left, right. Recognition of evil and the attainment of good. Recognition of evil and the attainment of good.
Florida.
What does it mean that nature will ultimately defeat us? Is this will we
Creator and gematria equals nature, and its numerical value equals nature, and of course the Creator will defeat us, no doubt. He has a plan, he has the forces, everything's in his hands, and he's teaching us. And in the measure, and to the extent that we're stubborn, it won't help. We'll just get more and more blows. Or we'll use our intellect and we'll save the blows and we'll get there more quickly, more conveniently to the goal. But the goal is there, it exists, and it must be the connection between all of us, and everyone will come to that goal.
And we will also be aware at this time, if it happens, God forbid, that the Creator rules everything. Everybody will understand this at that time.
Ken?
Yeah?
Gershon's asking, is here, where are we advancing here towards the upper force? Here it's only through suffering.
True. I agree with him. This time, I agree with him.
So we're not coming close to the upper law, or it's coming against our will?
In the meantime, we're running away from the blows. And if we connect in a group and we act from out of the force of connection, then by that we can strengthen ourselves in a way that we will already get on the right track, and not that each is drifts away with his ego in some direction. And so in our connection, there are two things. First of all, we don't allow each other to escape in the direction of a person's private, personal, particular ego. That's one thing. Another thing is that in our connection, we can find the general force of bestowal, the general law of bestowal, and that's how we'll advance in the right direction.
I wanted to ask, why is Baal Sulam, why does he want to explain this from the side of the scientific side, this as if we're developing from harms? Suffering.
Because we're talking about the laws of nature, the laws according to which we exist. Creator and nature are one the same, but when he hides behind nature, then we as if don't talk about someone that governs us, but we talk about the nature that we live in. And that nature obliges us, compels us. That's what he wants to explain. It's more convenient, comfortable for him and for us.
Who needs to get this from the scientific approach? We do, or the rest of the world does?
The entire world, why not? The entire world needs to understand that we are in a system of laws, and that these laws work on us, and we can't escape them.
But we see that if we don't receive blows, then a person doesn't develop, or he doesn't raise his ear.
That's why there will be blows.
So this empirical scientific explanation, so a person would be able to receive them in his vessels, so it's only after these blows, for a small window of time, or it needs to just be something revealed at one time to all of humanity?
It'll be a general.
I've already said that there are two ways to discover the completeness, the path of Torah or the path of suffering. Hence, the Creator has given humanity technology until they have invented the atom and the hydrogen bombs. If the total ruin that they are destined to bring upon the world is still not evident to the world, they can wait for a third world war or a fourth one. The bombs will do their thing, and the relics who remain after the ruin will have no other choice but to take upon themselves this work where both individuals and nations will not work for themselves more than is necessary for their sustenance, while everything else they do will be for the good of others. If all the nations of the world agree to it, there will no longer be wars in the world, for no person will be concerned with his own good whatsoever, but only with the good of the others.
Kiev.
Shalom Rav, anachnu shalom, anachnu nimtzeim.
We're here right now with the friends in preparation for the Cobb U students. It's very exciting because a lot of people, little friends, are coming here. They're coming to serve. They're flying from here and driving long distances in order to really serve it. We're about to meet with 300 students, some physical, another 200 virtual. We really, really want that the Creator will be with us in this action. We hear from this passage, and the Baal Shem writes to us here how much he's really screaming through his words that how much the world needs connection, and it depends on everything that we do. We really want to be this channel of this message from Baal Sulam. How do we do this correctly? If you can maybe give us some recommendation, how do we aim ourselves to be the smoothest, cleanest channel so everything can flow correctly?
Help the friends open each other's hearts. And this can be done only by talking to each other, and also that you will explain to them that their good future is in their own hands now. They see the situation, the complicated, dangerous situation that we're in, and really, that it would be better for us to understand that the force of good in the world is only the force of connection, which we can accumulate in our hearts. That's it. Explain that. And that our common heart is what we need to put together, where we need to keep together our common strength, that we want only to be together. And for this common force, for it to unite all of humanity, and this way all evil will disappear from the world. Hello, Rav. World Kli. The question is, 40, 50 years ago, there was the exact same. Now, suppose after the Fourth World War will remain only a handful of people. So what does humanity need in order to start hearing it and start changing? Or what will appear after the Fourth World War?
Now there's the force of the group, and this force of the group needs to act on the Creator. And then the Creator will arrange the things. Everything depends on the prayer, the request. And today, there's already a great mass of people with this bigger desire, more clarified. They already learn and understand. So we need to awaken ourselves, our hearts, our mutual hearts, that it will awaken the Creator, and then we, by that, can make the greatest corrections in the world. Everything is attained only in this prayer, the force of prayer.